The Navrongo-Bolgatanga Diocese of the Catholic Church, in collaboration with members of Youth Action for Peace and Development and the Upper East Regional Coordinating Council, has organized a Peace Awareness Congress at Boku. The initiative is to mark the end of the protracted conflict that characterized the area and to renew the people's commitment and support in ensuring lasting peace in Boku. The Congress attracted a cross-section of the public, including the youth from both ethnic divide. Correspondent Isaac Asari witnessed the occasion.
The Boku municipality and its immediate environs for some time now have not enjoyed relative peace. The town was eventually reduced to a ghost town, mainly due to the protracted ethnic disputes between the Kusausis and Mamprusis. Precious lives and properties running into thousands of cities were lost during the period. Various attempts by government and peace advocates, including the Regional Security Council, to ensure peace in the area failed due to misunderstanding from both factions. This made government to impose curfew in the municipality as a measure to halt the killings. This was followed by a total ban on motorbike riding by male inhabitants. The 18-month-old curfew, coupled with the ban on motorbike riding, undoubtedly brought untold hardship to the people because businesses were greatly affected. To this effect, government, upon the advice of the Upper East Regional Security Council, anonymously lifted the curfew to allow businesses to commence, whilst at the same time enabling the police and the military to maintain the calm that had returned to the area. The Boku Municipal Chief Executive, Musa Abdullahi, said a three-day peace congress is meant to usher in a fresh beginning. He challenged the youth to focus on acquiring knowledge rather than believing in the principle of bravery, since it has the tendency to jeopardize their future aspirations. The chairperson for Youth Action for Peace and Development, YAFPAD, Osman Nafisa Elem, promised the group's readiness to work towards attaining absolute peace in Boku. She called for the support of all to achieve the desired objective. The Catholic priest of Damongo, Reverend Father Lazarus Anyere, encouraged the youth group not to only see themselves as ambassadors of peace, but also let dialogue prevail in all they do. He urged them to eschew violence and make education their number one priority.
Isaac Asari's report.